Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's your host, former Shorecrest Preparatory All-District Safety, Paul Gallant.
Altuve sends one high, sends one deep, all the way back into the second deck. Altuve gives the Astros a 5-4 lead.
Well, you're going to get your money's worth in this series, and Altuve, he is the lone star.
C-minus, D-plus, Sparky.
He is the lone star.
Yeah, it's the dramatic pause leading up to it where he's thinking, damn, I got to have something good. This is my one chance. My one shot, my opportunity.
I got to show Robert Ford I can do it on my own.
I want to seize this job from sick Jeff Blum. Oh, no. Vomit on my sweater already. Mama's spaghetti. He is the Lone Star.
Yeah, if he had just said it like completely one sentence, no pause, it would have been definitely way better than what resulted in.
Yeah. He is the Lone Star.
Now, again, we have some fun here. Brian McDonald and Fershawn Mapes behind the glass. I do want to say this. This was just not the appropriate night to say he's the one star. He's the Lone Star. However, I checked the front page of ESPN today to see whether or not Jose Altuve's four-hit performance, two home runs along the way, got a mention on the front page.
I'm going to guess no.
Nope. Only happens when Julio Rodriguez does it. It's West Coast bias.
I think it's just Altuve bias at this point.
I think it's a liberal anti-Astros agenda. Orange team bad. Jose Altuve, man of the people. Did you see him give the jersey to the child?
ESPN hates children. But not ESPN 97.5. This is a family show.
I mean, this is a family show,
Okay.
Sometimes. I mean, what happened to all my friends who had kids? I don't know. I don't see them anymore.
You just wrote them out of your life, day one?
My sister has a kid. I'm the godfather, and it's great and all. But, like, what happened to me being the baby? Mom, dad, what happened to being spoiled?
I'm a little grandbaby. Oh, look at me.
What happened to your son, your boy, your
Sounds
oldest
like
son?
Sounds like a future therapy
your only
session.
Son. Yeah, I have one later this week. It's the second one in 2 weeks. Well, we're doing great, though, guys.
Was the first one because of Macaroni Tony and his Twitter followers?
Oh, no, no.
His Instagram followers?
No. The first one was over noted terrorist Tiffany Gomez and her. What? B-Mac, I am so correct there. That Dallas 5 is a terrorist. She is a terrorist. She held up a plane.
I'm not disagreeing with
and now
you.
Now everyone's just following her on Instagram and acting like she's like deep and she's this motivational speaker. No, you're following her because you're horny and she's not even that hot. Like that, you're not getting anything else. Anyway.
Yeah, she's like a stuck on a plane 10, but anywhere else she's a 6.
The Astros won. We're going to move on. She's from Dallas, by the way. Suck on that, Tiffany. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a Rangers fan. Oh.
I bet she's going to start wearing Astros gear to pander the fan base that matters here in Houston. Anyway, I put out a tweet last night, and I do want to give Brian McDonald some credit for feeding me this information because I was too lazy to find it myself. But there's been a lot of people from my Seattle days who are getting angry at me because I tweeted out the following. People don't understand what I'm talking about here. Fun facts. The Rangers are 4-11 since donning Letterman jackets. The Mariners are 1-3 since donning Run DMC outfits. I followed this tweet up by saying, we warned you. And now, let me explain to you.
The curse of the Letterman jacket. It was a decade ago when the Houston Texans traveled to Foxborough, Massachusetts to play the Patriots of New England. And when they got there, they gallantly marched off the team playing wearing Letterman jackets for those... Yes, I said Letterman jackets. For those who don't know, those are normally reserved for high schoolers and amateur-esque production. But hey, they were just having fun, right? It was all fun! Or was it? For when the night was done, the Patriots had beaten the Texans 42-40. And the sadness was felt in the greater Houston area. Yet another football collapse at the hands of a curse! A curse from Letterman Jackets! 1-3 down the stretch, and they played the Bengals the first round of the playoffs. The Bengals suck. And then they lost in the playoffs after the greatest start in franchise history. So you would think that people would learn their lesson when it comes to wearing Letterman jackets. When it comes to putting on Run-DMC uniforms. Yet they haven't learned. So remember, my children, my pretties, the tale of the 2012 Houston Texans Letterman jackets! Or you will meet your doom.
That hurt my voice. My witch hat's off. Thank you, B-Mac.
It was well done, Paul.
Anyway, well done. Look. The Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Kind of at times sounded like a scarecrow from the Batman universe.
Oh, okay. I thought it sounded a little like Skeletor from He-Man.
Yeah, I picked up that as well. Yeah, there was definitely a little bit of Skeletor there.
Coog Plays, put a spell on me, Paulie. Yeah. Sounds hot. Hey, one last thing. We were making fun of the alternative Astros broadcast last night because Jeff Blum was sick. So that meant that Julia Morales was in the booth for
Doobie,
a little bit.
Doobie, do it!
So she did during a home run. You heard Steve Sparks. And to their credit, I thought the Astros broadcast did a pretty good job of putting everything together, considering that it's the last second thing that happened. Anyway, would have been funny if like Jeff Bagwell just showed up. Maybe a couple of drinks in.
I want to hear Bagwell say Doobie do it.
Yeah. I want to hear Baggy tell me to take a Yiner bomb. Anyway, we decided to have a little bit of fun with Julia Morales saying Doobie do it because for whatever reason that just makes me giggle.
Doobie do it.
Some of the comments right now.
You better post the video of this online later today.
I did dance up a storm to that.
Well, not just that, but you were pretending to be a witch earlier in the segment.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I have short-term memory.
How good was that dance that you acting as a witch has suddenly been forgotten when it happened 3 minutes ago?
I did the Macarena. Listen, Paul Gallant Show, you never know what's going to happen. Astros, 13-6, baby. Silver boot. It is ours. We're having fun today. Also, look, we like to keep tabs on college football every single Tuesday at 11:15, last college football season. We do a little thing called the College Football Six Pack. Six things that we liked from this past weekend of college football. And if you want to weigh in on the Astros' dominating victory 13-6 over the Rangers last day, Because it was like a 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock first
yesterday,
pitch?
Just yesterday.
Why 3 o'clock?
It was Labor Day. They're trying to get day games in and capture a bigger TV audience.
Why not at one?
Well, there are other games at one. I guess they're trying to spread it out. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Exactly. Again, these are dumb questions I'm just asking off the top of my head. It's the Paul Gallant Show. We're weird. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sweet Sassy Molassie.
Clever metaphors and catchphrases escape me. Like a fat girl waving her trophy from the smell contest. Sweet Sassy Molassie, I'm trying my best here.
Coders.com.
Back to the Paul Gallant Show, coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Was kind of annoying to see CBS rubbing in our face that they will soon be the home of the Big Ten and not the SEC. This music should not play for any conference other than the SEC. Whatever. Astros took down.
I can't hear this music and then be told Indiana, Illinois is up next.
No, I can't. I can't either. DMAC behind the glass in for Sean. A couple of texts on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston in the wake of a 13-6 Astros win over the Rangers. Kuglaze, hey, Paul, did you notice how bad the Astros played at home this weekend and how well they played on the road? It's because of their damn babies. I'm not the one who's saying it. Our kids good? 713-780-3776. Because, listen, I don't have a child. And maybe I whine about not getting, you know, the same attention that my nephew gets. I love him. He's awesome. But I want the attention, too. I'm a star. I'm an egomaniac. Everyone who talks to me about their kids, they complain. They just complain. Is it an escape? I don't know. Anyway, we're bringing it back. We're bringing it back down. We're going all over the place. They won 13-6 yesterday. Two more games. Framber Valdez on the mound tonight. And one last text, just because it's funny. Paul, I bet you shaved your stomach and giggle when you fart. I don't even know what that means, but sure. I do shave my stomach. I got like the happy trail. No, I mean, I'm very blessed with like...
I was just about to say, I bet one of those is true, and I was going to say shaving the stomach.
It's just a happy trail. I'm very blessed with my chest hair. It's like, there's not a lot going on. There's no back hair. I'm very lucky.
You shave the chest as well, or just the
I don't shave the chest, no. Okay. Honestly, it looks... It doesn't grow thick enough to like really look that good. It kind of, as some on the Twitch and text line describe, as taco meat. Anyway, Paul Gallant Show! There was college football this weekend. Colorado and TCU was the game of the weekend. You don't have to buy all the way into the Colorado hype, but you also shouldn't have been surprised that they won that game. And it's very clear that Deion Sanders is in a war of pettiness against anyone who would doubt him. This is a story that he had about TCU's offensive coordinator, Kendall Briles, right?
I think so, yeah.
Dissing his son, quarterback Shedeur Sanders, who went on to throw for 500-plus yards and 3 touchdowns on Saturday.
But when we went to a camp of a certain school, and a certain coordinator we just played against, he's the offensive coordinator. He was at that school, and we went to this school to camp, and he didn't pay him no attention. Oh, yeah. I don't even think he barely spoke to him. Oh. He just pushed him off to the side, and I went and told somebody. I said, man, that ain't the way to treat him. Now, that's not right. That's not right. And he remembered that. And he told me probably 20 minutes after the little situation happened, he said, Dad, we'll never come back here again.
Well, they did come back, and they kicked their ass.
Came back to take their souls.
They seriously did, B-Mac. That was an impressive performance. I'm very curious as to how long the list of pettiness will go.
Oh, it needs to go all season. He said at the end of the game in that that interview on the field that they take receipts. I mean, I think this is going to be a season-long thing for Deion.
You might have remembered this past year when we were talking about Chiefs and Bengals, we were constantly bringing up how it's hilarious the little small things that both of these teams act as if they've been disrespected by the other. It was a two-way street. I'm very curious as
Pat
to yeah, exactly. I'm very curious as to how deep in the bucket the Sanders family is going to go to continue to motivate themselves. But fun story. I'm excited for this game against Nebraska.
I mean, they're going to kill Nebraska.
They'll probably boat race them. Come on, Nebraska. It's just it's been years since it mattered.
I mean, how long has it been since Nebraska was any good to watch? What, when Sue was
it's
there?
Been forever. It's like, been, it's the, honestly
Ndamukong Sue in like 2009.
College football is the worst place without Nebraska being good. I truly believe that. I miss Nebraska being good. Whatever. We focused yesterday on LSU, Brian Kelly, and their role in a 45-24 loss on Saturday. We did not give enough props to Florida State quarterback Jordan Travis, who has got to be right at the top of Heisman list. And by the way, mybookie.ag, in case you want to make a bet on the Heisman Trophy. Okay, maybe you don't want to go Travis Hunter at plus 3,300 to win the Heisman Trophy, but Jordan Travis plus 840 after 342 yards, four touchdowns against LSU. Florida State being back. I hate them, but it's good for college football. It's good. I miss Florida State being good. I miss Miami being good. I miss Nebraska being good.
I miss that Florida-Miami game being worth something.
I think it's
that used to be one of the main games on the schedule every year.
For the Seminole War Canoe, BMAC.
Is it really?
Apparently.
You could have told me anything there where I didn't know.
Duke blew out number 9 Clemson last night, 28-9. Clemson could not score in the red zone. Shout out to the Clemson fan I met in Vegas last year. You talk about Deion Sanders level petty. This guy, while Syracuse had a 24-9 lead on Clemson, kept on saying, yeah, well, it's a basketball school. Yeah, well, it's a basketball school. And he ended up being right. I hope he was saying the same thing last night about Duke, also a basketball school, who kicked Clemson's holier-than-thou ass. Dabo Swinney, that Joel Osteen wannabe mother you-know-whatter. I hate that guy. Can't stand him. Can't stand that program essentially manipulates religious children into coming into that program and becoming a part of their own cult. That is a cult at Clemson. And it's great to see that Riley Leonard and Duke, the Dukies, blew him out. Shout out to Riley Leonard, who has a very strange relationship with his mother.
It's a wristband that reads, well, you can read it. But what's funny about this is his mom sends him a text before every game telling him those exact two words. And the reason that that happens is Riley said, look, everybody's praising me. I've never had this kind of attention. I wasn't recruited by anybody. I was a basketball player. Now everybody's talking about me. I need somebody to keep my ego in check. Mom, text me and tell me that I suck.
That's what I do for you every game, Dad. No different.
His mom texts him, you suck, before every game so that he can be motivated. So it worked. How about that?
That feels like something that would fire you up as well. It seems like right in your wheelhouse.
But my mom would never do that.
I know. I'm not saying she would, but that would... That
well, you don't know my mom.
That's true. I've never met your mom.
You don't know my mom.
That's true. I'm not saying I do. But I feel like that would be something that would fire you up. It doesn't have to come from your mom. Maybe it's like an ex-coach or it's an ex-whoever, but I feel like that would fire you up.
See, no, it made me laugh. Honestly, like, people being mean to me makes me laugh. That's why this show works. It's generally the things that get me angry, like the comments that get me angry, are very small ones, like about how somebody's like, oh, the decoration of your home is terrible. Like, kill yourself. I'll kill you.
Would someone say that in response to a YouTube video you had?
Oh, yeah. Someone like was making fun of my background. I was like, are you serious? Look at this. You wish you could have this, but your wife won't let you, bitch. Anyway, let's continue to go around.
Family show, Paul.
Oh, well, damn. We're
not going to make the money now.
We made it an hour and 27 minutes. Okay, well, we're not a family show anymore. This is a bad move in the world of college football. Central Florida, while beating the Kent State Golden Flashes after a touchdown, they tweeted out the caption, someone call the National Guard. They claim it was in reference to Shannon Sharp picking up the phone.
Yeah, when they're beating the Patriots.
Yes. Someone call the National Guard because we are killing the Patriots. Well, in case you don't remember, at Kent State, of all schools, back in 1970, the National Guard shot and killed 4 students.
It was 53 years ago.
So it's not too soon. BMAC thinks to make fun of dead college kids.
Well, the Shannon Sharp quote's got to be 30 years old, and it's still 20 years more recent than the Kent State thing. Yeah, they can make the joke.
Honestly,
they can make the joke.
If they posted the GIF of Shannon Sharp saying that, great. If they didn't...
Say GIF?
GIF? GIF? I don't know what it is.
It's GIF, Paul. Come on.
It's GIF. You're wrong.
Old man.
I got to say... This is one that you legitimately cannot get away with, and I don't entirely. If there was no GIF involved, I don't believe this person and their spin.
Hey, guys, college football teams are now apparently using whippets on the sidelines to breathe. Holly Rowe tested one out last Thursday.
Out to their sports nutrition team, their sports science people, and their athletic training staff. This is portable oxygen. This is a personal bottle of oxygen. Watch. That just gave me a shot of oxygen right
wow,
to the system.
How about that, huh?
I just saw Graham Mertz take one after that touchdown.
There's whippets for oxygen now. I'm sure that's because there's a lot of Gen Zers out there who are used to their whippets, and they want. And for those who don't know, whippets are essentially it's like an inhalant thing that it's not quite vaping, but I don't know, it does something. I've seen people like that have cars that are just filled with used whippets because apparently like there are only a couple of uses and then you just throw them on the ground. So yeah, there you go. You can do that. And to wrap up our college football six pack, Connor Wegman looked good for Texas A&M. I know it was against New Mexico, but I thought he made some great throws in the amount of that game that I actually watched, which wasn't that much, but I really liked what I saw from Wegman. Bit of a struggle, BMAC, for Texas to get things going. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Alabama this week. Moving on.
Moving on, okay. And how about Donovan Smith, Dana Holgorsen, and our beloved Cougs wearing that beautiful Columbia blue?
It was a beautiful uniform, for sure.
They look good. They were very conservative.
They still bring the uniforms back. I mean, they do play Texas in October.
You know what? If they're going to not give up 100 points and 20 passing touchdowns, they should keep wearing those uniforms and keep being conservative. I kind of like the conservative Cougs. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
That sounds like a dating site for Republican women.
Oh, I'd sign up for that. What's up? Hey, let's make our world great again. Coming up next, Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More thoughts on the Astros' 13-6 win over the Texas Rangers. And Framber Valdez, is he going to be able to get his head back on his neck, twisted on nice and tight for today's game? We'll talk about it. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston.
I've got to prove that I'm the best, and I'm racing no matter what you tell me.
Huh? Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here is your ambiguously gay host, Paul Gallant.
That's hit well, and that's gone.
It's the whole call. Just dead silence, plus a bunch of Astros fans cheering in the background. Yiner Diaz's bomb to blow the game open. 11-5 at that point. Astros go on to win 13-6. They win the battle for the Silver Boot for their seventh straight year. They win the AL West tiebreaker against the Rangers, which is really important. And it's very clear that if the Astros just get to the bullpen of the other team, they get to the bullpen of the Rangers, the game is over. Even if their starting pitching doesn't do so well. And I know the last time that we saw Framber Valdez on the hill against the Texas Rangers, things got way out of hand. We've seen a couple of games from Framber Valdez of late where he has gotten roughed up and all of a sudden become inclined to throw at hitters immediately after giving a home run. I'm surprised he was not ejected for either of those. I thought it was rather obvious in both situations, and now he has to get his head back on straight against the Rangers today. I have faith that the Astros can get through Nathan Eovaldi, who has been a pain in the ass in the side. I know he's from here, so it makes it a little awkward, but this is a guy who, with the Red Sox, I believe, once owned the Astros in the postseason. I wonder how much Eovaldi there will be today, because I think it's his first game back from an elbow strain. I think I saw the Rangers beat reporter say that it's probably going to be in tandem with somebody else. I don't know who's going to be that second person. So you feel good about getting to the bullpen, but J.P. France struggled, and you're lucky that you won with J.P. France's struggles, and it seems like J.P. France is turning back into a pumpkin. The start against Boston, the first one wasn't very good. The second start against Boston was okay. I mean, for J.P. France going into the year, that was an okay start. For what you've seen out of J.P. France for the most part this year,
the most consistent starter in the Astros rotation, which is honestly crazy. No, that wasn't good enough yesterday. But again, the Astros offense was able to overcome it. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. You can also join on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Chris from Sam Houston says, Yovaldi spurned our interest in him, so it's okay not to like him. That is a bit of a bummer. Some more texts here. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. I guess a couple of people who are streaming like heard the Texas alert system.
Yeah, that's I wanted to comment on some of that, but I had to like wait and like that's good.
What's
to know
happening?
That the Twitch is actually that, because before they weren't hearing our audio through Twitch. But yeah, for some reason that went off, and so I couldn't turn on my microphone.
Okay, BMAC. You know, one of the things that happens in this world of ours is that occasionally you get notifications for things, and I swear. And I turn the notifications off, and I feel like a bad citizen for this.
No, I turn them off, too.
Well, you get the Amber Alerts. The Amber Alerts
instantly turn them off.
Those bum me out. But the Silver Alerts make me laugh. The Silver Alerts make me laugh.
Is it mostly the name? So, I mean, see, they're not doing themselves any favor by calling it a Silver Alert.
Listen, I just...
Branding people.
When I hear about it...
Greatest Generation Alert. Like, that would be better.
They're just out on the town. Now, I don't know, occasionally a person who is a little older may, I don't know, drive into a building like the person who drove into the Denny's in Rosenberg. I don't know if that person was older. Thankfully, it seems like everyone was okay
like
in that.
Sounds like a scene from South Park.
It legitimately was straight out of South Park, BMAC. I don't know who's...
Kitchen Buffet.
Did you see that story today? Like,
No, I didn't see
someone
it.
In Rosenberg drove into a Denny's, and I think everyone actually ended up okay, but like 23 people got hurt. And the guy didn't even get arrested. I think he just drove in.
What age are you like not culpable for vehicular manslaughter?
Good question.
I would like to know that age. It's not on you anymore.
I don't know. Ask Billy Joel. That's the guy who's been driving into buildings the most of late.
He's also alcohol fueled on those.
Some text in on Twitch, some comments as well. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. Chris from San Houston, what are the odds there will ever be a silver alert for Granato? I think it'll be a funny silver alert.
It would be amazing.
Silver alert for Granato.
It'd be a silver bullet alert. Hi-yo.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
Damn, dude.
Paid the big bucks.
That was pretty good,
I was
though.
The lone star today now. That makes
it
official.
Oh, the driver was 30 years old. Okay, well.
He was 30?
Yeah, the Rosenberg and Denny's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a silver alert situation.
No, that's not. The silver boot alert, though. How about that?
Oh, there we go.
How about the Astros with the 13-6 win?
Maybe we
can
send out a silver alert on Rangers fans right now.
Yeah, man. Let's just keep playing the Rangers broadcast crying over this. I got to say, that broadcast team, their misery, their complaining, it brings me great joy. I don't know what that says about me, about who I am. But I just love hearing them whine. Now, they're not, let's be clear, they're not great whiners. It's not like they're talented whiners like me. You know, they're not stars. They're there. You know, they're just collecting a paycheck. But hearing their sadness brings me great joy. Dave Ramsey.
It wasn't even close.
That was huge.
Now, this pitch hit well. Down the left field line. Gone. And Mauricio Dubon, first pitch, just tied the game. And Altuve takes a big swing. High fly deep to left. And for the first time today, the Astros have the lead.
The best part about those back-to-back jacks was Yiner Diaz had just struck out. Chaz McCormick had just gotten gunned down at second by a lot. And they were...
Feeling themselves?
Oh, yeah. They were cackling. They're
100%.
Like, what an idiot.
Look at this guy.
He's trying to steal second on our catcher.
Maybe he can go have some meatloaf back in the dugout, right, Blum?
What was the word that the guy said at the beginning of that? Was it drat? I'm not even sure. Anyway,
I want to hear sad Ranger fan call like famous moments throughout history, like the Hindenburg crash.
Oh.
Like a... Down goes
Frazier.
Frazier, yeah, just and Frazier is down. Just hear how utterly hopeless and without emotion they call those famous moments.
Yeah, but you hear it. They don't do it with emotion, but you still hear the sadness, the despair,
and the blimp is in flames.
too soon for that.
Come on.
It's too soon for the Hindenburg.
What was that, the 30s?
My great-granny was in the Hindenburg.
You're making that up.
My great-granny was in the same country as the Hindenburg.
There we go.
When it blew up. She could have fallen on her.
Sure my grandparents knew somebody that knew somebody that saw something about the Hindenburg. So
yeah, probably.
I'm uniquely affected by that also, Paul.
Speaking of the Hindenburg, the Texas Rangers, can we hear more Texas Rangers depression from their broadcast team featuring Dave Raymond?
The payoff pitch. And it bounces up there. Ball four walks in the go-ahead run.
Let it breathe.
Astros fans celebrate.
Yeah, let it breathe.
The frying egg on the back of Bochy's neck right now.
I did like the frying egg on the back of Bochy's neck, but honestly, the last back-to-back home run sequence, the game's already in hand. It's 11-6. To hear Dave Raymond say this at the very end, I think we got to keep this one, BMAC, going forward. We got to keep the end of this call. Here's Dave Raymond and whoever was also being very quiet as the Astros continued to beat up with the Rangers in yesterday's 13-6 win.
A six-run seventh for Houston that spoiled the party. This one hit well. Right field. Garcia back near the wall. Leaps, and that one is gone. Dubon has homered for a second time today. I said it earlier, where would they be this year without Mauricio Dubon? May not have needed him today. This ball's hit well. Out to center. That one's gone.
Give me that pause.
Jose Altuve has a multi-homer game.
Give me a pregnant pause, Dave.
13-5.
Just eat it. Eat it.
Uncle.
There we go. Love it. King of all Twitch's comments waiting for Dave to say, well, Cowboys, they start on Sunday. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5
and 92.5. At least they have TCU to cheer for.
Oof. Yes, I mean, hey, at least SMU's joining the ACC. Question mark?
No, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. I can't help.
Yeah, I don't know what you do, man. Maverick season. Kyrie Irving. He hasn't talked yet, so that's a victory in itself. He hasn't said anything.
Maybe Trey Lance can help the Rangers bullpen. He's in Dallas, right?
Oh, my God. You know what?
It's a great time to be in the DFW.
That is a great point. We're going to redact. Can you press the dump button? Let's redact that from the record. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Brian McDonald behind the glass, in for Sean Mapes. I am Paul Gallant. We wrap things up. Next, first, though, I got to tell you about my friends at Pendleton Whiskey, something that I've come to very much enjoy over the last couple of weeks. It's smooth. It's refreshing. I think it's the perfect drink to have right before the end of the night. Had it in the pool the other day. Ooh. Glorious, because it's smooth and refreshing thanks to the finest northern grains and the Mount Hood Glacier water that it's cut for. It's all thanks to the Pendleton Roundup. It's one of the oldest rodeos in North America, and Pendleton Whiskey captures the unique spirit of that Pendleton Roundup in every single bottle to honor the enduring legacy of the American West and to celebrate the cowboy in all of us. That's Pendleton Whiskey. That's true Western tradition.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
The bidet, there's a sturdiness to it. It can accommodate a fairly heavy carry.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
Astros took down the Rangers 13-6. Framber Valdez on the hill for the Astros tonight. And again, he's got to pull his head out of his you-know-where. We got to have a relaxed Framber. I wonder if they change up the uniforms again. He's worn orange the last two games.
He used to be, what, the blue? That's what he always had to wear, but then he was sporting like a 7 ERA despite a no-hitter for the last couple months.
How about, BMAC, the Tequila Sunrise jerseys finally see the light of day again? I don't get why they don't wear them. I don't get why they wear those stupid Space City uniforms. Those uniforms suck. The blue pants, the blue and blue. You look like a bunch of blueberries. Can we stop? Let's get back to classic and either give me the navy and gold unis or Give me the Tequila Sunrise unis.
You're wearing the answer on your shirt. A little more of the Colt 45 unis.
Well, I mean, but
I know that's not going to happen.
That's problematic. Gun violence. Problematic.
Yeah, I just love the uniforms.
Even though the Texas Rangers used Colt 45s, because guns don't kill people, people kill people. Even though they used those Colt 45s to wipe out the Comanches and most Native Americans west of the Mississippi, hashtag canceled, they will not wear those Colt 45s again. You can't. Here's the thing, too, that would have been awkward, especially if the Astros were in the same division as the Texas Rangers. You don't want to be the prop of your arch rival.
That's a good point. Like, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, like the Colt 45 is a cool nickname. And Colt 45 is a fine, fine malt liquor. But you can't be them anymore. You have taken off into the stars and become the Houston Asteroids, as our viral fan who had fan interference on Sunday.
Did he really call them the Asteroids?
I think he called them that. I don't know if he did it intentionally, but he did call them the Asteroids. Listen, he was wearing a Kansas City Royals hat. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're welcoming him on the bandwagon.
Did you see how many hardos on TV were complaining about how they were interviewing him during, this is an important playoff game.
I saw radio hosts locally. I
know. People we both worked with were enraged that they would dare talk to this guy during an important game for, you know, postseason positioning.
Let's be honest, guys. It's a Sunday game against the last place team.
Guys.
Yeah, it's also entertainment. There's that, too. And I got to say, the guy delivered. Now, if he had been an absolute dud in front of the microphone, okay, another story.
He's standing next to Buster Olney. It's hard not to look entertaining when you're standing next to Buster Olney.
Would you rather hear the ESPN broadcast, any national broadcast of baseball, or that guy talk?
It's that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Fun story. Someone's asking me about Colt 45s. One time, your boy may or may not have partaken in a little bit of the Oski-Woski in college, and I went to a convenience store, and I had no idea that Billy D. Williams, a.k.a. Lando, used to be the face of Colt 45. Every single bottle of Colt 45 in the store had Billy D. Williams on it. I thought this was hilarious because I was giggly, and I bought every single bottle of Billy D. Williams Colt 45.
How many bottles are we talking about?
9.
Wow. What did that end up running? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I didn't know if that was a cheap.
It was cheap. Okay. It was cheap, but I don't remember what it was. I don't remember what it cost anyway. A couple other comments here. This is a good question. As an Astros fan, is it better to watch AT&T Sports or Bally the next 2 days? Watch Bally if the game starts to get out of hand.
100%. Start on the Astros broadcast, and if it gets to 13-5, you switch.
Yeah, I would say if the Astros are batting in an inning where it seems like things are about to escalate, listen then. You're going to be mad if you listen to the Rangers broadcast and the Rangers actually do anything offensively, because they get a little bit too excited for my taste. It's the regular season. Act like you've been there before. Clutch City says it's kind of cute the Rangers paid near $1 billion to compete with us in their little Letterman jackets. Listen earlier as to why you can't wear Letterman jackets. Involved a witch hat.
You better post that video.
And He-Man's voice. Yeah, I'll post it. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for a little garbage time. I'm only
happy when it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage,
it's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
This is a story that comes from the U.S. Open. Now, look, we don't talk tennis that much other than to say we like Alcaraz versus Djokovic. I don't know Alcaraz's first name. It's fine. Novak Djokovic? Anyway, look, we've been talking about the U.S. Open of late. There's one lady who was crying because people were getting annoyed with her for taking too long. There's also apparently a smell of weed in the New York City Sun that has distracted some tennis players. Well, the most recent U.S. Open event features German player Alexander Zverev, who had to deal with cheers from the days of Hitler during his match. So the fan got ejected. He
said the most famous Hitler phrase there is in the world. He said it's not acceptable. And I do want to say, credit to him, that he did not play better after hearing that. He played worse.
That would have been a bad look.
So now we know he's like...
hearing the four-letter word that starts with H fired him up.
Oh, yeah. He's a good German. So there you go. This one is...
he's one of the good ones.
He's one of the good ones.
You want to say very often.
Exactly. Hey, also, people wanted to hear a little song that we put together. Thanks to the, I think, amazing color commentary of Julia Morales in yesterday's Astros game.
Doobie, do it!
Doobie, do it.
Doobie, do it!
Doobie, do it!
Doobie, do it! Doobie, do it! Doobie, do it!
He can't be stopped! He can't be stopped!
Doobie, do it! 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 Do it!
That's going to wrap up today's Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to Brian McDonald and for Sean Nape. Sean's going to be back tomorrow. Big thanks to our texters, our twitchers, and our tweeters. Coming up next, another episode of Josh Beard and the Who. Who's going to join us? I don't know. Stick around. Peace.
This dance ain't for everybody. Only the sexy people.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.